Hey, it's Amy, and you are listening to The Fifth Thing. This is my Q&A segment that goes along with my podcast that loads every Thursdays, which is Four Things with Amy Brown. So on Tuesdays, you get The Fifth Thing, which is question and answers. So if you've just stumbled upon my podcast and this is the first one you're seeing and you're listening, and you're like, oh, wait, her podcast is just questions and answers. Well, no, it's not. It's full episodes of four random different things on lifestyle, health, fitness, family, adoption, interviews, all kinds of things on Thursdays. And then I have an email address, fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com, where we compile a bunch of questions. And I now do this Tuesday episode to answer some of those for you guys. So that is what you are listening to right now. And with that said, we'll go ahead and get into the first question. I feel like this one, I could spend more time with it than I'm going to here. Maybe I'll make it a thing in my longer form podcast, but we'll see. I'll see how I can, we'll see, JC, if this helps answer your question. This email came from JC, and she said that she's followed me a lot on social media and likes that I eat healthy when I travel. And she wants to know specifically what I do to bring things through TSA security because she has to travel for work a lot, like once a month, and it kills her health routine. So JC, I would say try to take as much food as you possibly can, because that's the only thing that gets me through it, especially if I'm on the road for a work event and I want to eat super clean. Now, if I'm on the road for fun and it's awesome, I'm not going to be as strict about it. But when I am working, I want to feel good. So it's not necessarily, and then in turn, you end up looking good. But I want my brain to be sharp, so I don't want to be eating a bunch of processed foods, fast foods that just leave me feeling gross. So I take it all. Like, I have sometimes a bag that's dedicated to food. And a lot of healthy people that I know, they do this too because they want to feel their best. Now, when it comes to getting things through TSA, you just got to make sure if it's anything liquidy or like even oatmeal or something, chia seed pudding. One time a guy wouldn't let me through with my chia seed pudding because it was over 3 ounces and it was depressing to throw it away. But I totally understood that it didn't comply with the rules, even though I told him, I mean, look at this. It's chia seed pudding. But anyway, he wasn't having it. So I threw it away. But I have learned that you just, and I think I was like 1 ounce over or something ridiculous. But if you get the little shampoo bottles that you would normally put travel shampoo, conditioner, they've got them at Target, Walgreens, drugstores, whatever, Kroger. And instead of filling it up with body wash and shampoo, you fill it up with whatever you've got. Now, it's only giving you 3 ounces, but here's the deal. Say you want more than 3 ounces, obviously, to fill you up, then you just get however many shampoo bottles you need to get you through your trip and then divide them up into different bags, especially if you're doing a carry-on. Now, if you're checking a bag, you're good to go. Like, you can put all kinds of things in plastic travel containers and make sure you just put them in plastic so that way if anything happens to explode, it doesn't get all over your clothes. And then you can put it in like freezer type bags with ice packs and put that in your luggage. If you're checking your bag, you're good to go. But if you're on, you know, a quick 1 or 2 day trip and you don't want to check luggage and you're just going through the TSA pre and you need travel size stuff, that is what I do. I'll even take pre-made matcha lattes because I love having matchas. And if I'm on the road, I have to still wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning, depending on where we are in the country, to do the Bobby Bone show. So I will pre-make my matcha, pour it in my little shampoo containers. Say I want a 12-ounce matcha, so that would be 4 3-ounce shampoo containers. And I divide it evenly, and I put the little caps on, put in a Ziploc bag, boom, put it in my four things tote. I go through security, and no questions asked. I'm good to go. And then when it's time for me to drink it, I go to Starbucks, I get a cup of ice, and I open up my 4 different containers, I pour it in, and boom. It's like I have a grande matcha latte, but made with my ingredients that I know that I can trust and make me feel good. Which, if you're curious about my matcha recipe, I have it up in my highlights page on my Instagram. It's at Radio Amy on Instagram. So I don't know if this helps you, JC, but you just got to get creative with your packing. I like to pack like rice cakes to snack on. I always have dark chocolate with me, anything 72% or higher. I have a really awesome dark chocolate linked on my Amazon page if y'all want to check that out. Let's see. What else? Cauliflower rice, like a stir fry, is really easy to travel with because you can put it in little Tupperware containers and it sits really well. If you're a lot of times when I go to a hotel, if I take a lot of my own food, I request that they put a mini fridge in, and they normally do. I've never had an issue. I haven't had to pay extra. And then they just bring in the fridge, take it away when you leave. And then that way you can store your food. If your hotel room doesn't already have a refrigerator, they're nice enough to put one in there at times. And then I just store it, and I'll take Ziploc baggies full of spinach. Like one time on a flight, somebody was making fun of me because I busted out a baggie full of spinach and red bell pepper, and they were just sitting there eating their airplane peanuts. And I was like, okay, that's great. If I were to eat airplane peanuts, my stomach would hurt a little bit because it just doesn't make me feel good. But if I eat my spinach and bell pepper, guess what? I'm going to get off this flight feeling great. So you don't need to make fun of me. I'm just trying to do my body good. JC, hope that helped. I may do this like after I think about it and think of more tips and tricks. I'll put it up on the Four Things podcast. But if you have more questions, just email me. Now, this next question is from Jessica. Hey, Amy, on your last podcast, you talked about when your husband told you that he loved you. The first time was after he proposed. I was wondering if you ever told him that you loved him before that. Thanks for sharing joy and giving so much good advice on your podcast. Okay, Jessica, I had not. Again, I was so surprised that my husband said, I love you. Or no, I was so surprised that my husband proposed that no, we had not said I love you. But I mean, I knew inside that I loved him, but I wasn't ready to say it. I just didn't think we were at that point, and I didn't want to scare him. And then he just straight up proposes, and I'm like, well, okay, I love you too. Let's get married. So that is how that went down. Now I've got a question from Nicole. Hi, Amy. Love your podcast. I've followed you on Instagram for years now, and I love following along with your matcha recipes, smoothie recipes, etc. So of course, super pumped about your new Amazon page, although I'm having a lot of trouble finding it. I think you posted the link the other day, but I don't see it on your Insta stories anymore. So if you could cover this in your Tuesday mini podcast, how to find the page, that'd be great. Thanks, Nicole. Okay, well, that's easy. It's amazon.com/shop/radioamy. Boom. It really is simple. And I'm so glad that that is helping you guys, because I know even when I'm a fan of someone's routine or product or whatever, and I see them posting about it, and then I can't remember how to get to it, and then I question, am I buying the right thing? And I freak out. I want to buy the right thing. So hopefully my Amazon page is helpful to y'all. Now, this next question is from Crystal, and she said, I bought the LED light therapy mask after you shared it. You put some videos up on Instagram, you and your sister using it. Can you share how often you use it and which color lights are best for what issues, and share your experience and results? I've been using mine for about 8 weeks now, and after the first couple of uses, it caused some pimples. I normally do not have a problem with acne, so it was a bit of a surprise. Do you know if it's normal to break out? Anyway, I love listening to your podcast and watching your cute little family on Instagram. Have a great day, Crystal. So Crystal, thank you. Yes, I do recommend this light mask, and I learned about it from Carrie Claudel, who is at the Nashville Beauty Girl on Instagram. And she is super awesome. I think that the red light and the blue light are really beneficial, and they've helped me. What I do it almost every night if I can. And normally when I'm trying to go to sleep, so I'm already in that mode, and then I just turn it off and roll over and go to bed. But my husband and I, we might be watching something on Netflix to try to go to bed, and he gets freaked out by the light, but it's fine, whatever. I do 15 minutes on red and 15 minutes on blue, and I do it on level one. I will say, when I have tried to bump up to levels higher than one, I too have seen breakouts. And I think that that's probably good that that's happening, because clearly there's something that needs to get out, but I just don't have time for that right now. So Crystal, maybe that's what's happening with your face, and I get it. You probably don't have time for that either. So I would just make sure that you're down on the bottom of the little control panel, it's got level, I think that's what it's called. And just make sure you're on level one, and then you'll see results at level one that don't end up causing breakouts. Now, that's my advice to you. I'm sure that Carrie, the Nashville Beauty Girl, would have a more in-depth answer for you, but I don't have her here with me right now, but maybe we can address that. I will say you do it on a clean face. I wash my face, then I go to bed and I put my other products on my nightstand. I do the red light for 15, level one, blue light for 15 minutes, level one. Then once I'm done, I put it in my drawer and then I do my creams and stuff that I put on at night before I go to bed. So I hope that that helps. And that mask is the LED light mask. I love it. It's also on my Amazon page if anybody's curious. So this next question is from Clayton. She said, I've been searching online and re-listening to your podcast to try to find the celery juice recipe that you've been talking about, and I can't find it. Could you possibly share it again? Thanks so much. Really enjoy your new podcast. Sincerely, Laura. Laura, I will just give it to you right here. It's super easy. You get one bunch of celery. You rinse the celery, run it through a juicer, drink immediately for best results. So one bunch would be, yeah, the whole stalk. I don't know. They vary. But your goal would be to get 16 to 24 ounces of celery. And alternatively, you can chop up the celery, blend it on high in a high-speed blender until smooth, and then strain and drink immediately. So run it through a strainer and make sure all the chunks of celery stay on top, but you still get the juice. And then boom, because not everybody has a juicer. I get that. Okay, let me get on to another question. And this one is from Mike, and he titled in the email subject line, Guys Listening, which I thought was super cool because I honestly just assume that women are listening. And then I like little reminders that I have guys listening too. And Mike said that he enjoyed having my husband on, and it's really awesome, but he was curious what line of work he was in. And Mike, to address your question, my husband was a pilot in the Air Force for 12 years. And ever since he got out, he's been still in aviation, but is more of an aviation consultant. Some of his work has been overseas, but after adopting two kids, he definitely tried to avoid going to Afghanistan. And luckily, we've successfully done that. And he hasn't had to go overseas this last year since having the kids. So he's doing more consulting stateside and flies locally in Nashville here and there. And then he has a drone business as well that he started with some other military buddies out of North Carolina. And so he's kind of all over the place. He's also really involved in a bakery that we have down in Haiti, which we were able to build because of Pimpin' Joy and the Bobby Bone Show and the Shot Forward. It was actually the first shirt that we ever did, our blue shirt. So if you have a blue Pimpin' Joy shirt from back in the day, that went towards supporting the bakery at the orphanage that my kids came from. And so he probably spends a lot of time during the week working on that as well, constant communication with them. And man, that was such a good time. Fundraising for that bakery was like a really big deal. And we honestly had no idea what we were doing, building that thing. The director of the orphanage, Pierre, we had asked him, you know, if there was something we could do to help bring in some income for the orphanage where they could be putting money into the orphanage themselves instead of relying on donations or different things. And he's like, oh, I know a lot of places do well with a bakery. People in Haiti, they love bread and it's awesome. So I was like, oh yeah, okay, well we can do that. So then got with Mary and the Shot Forward and came up with the blue shirt. This was right after we had done the black hats shortly after my mom passed away. And we fundraised the money. I can't remember the time frame, but we needed a lot of money, like 80,000, 90,000. Gosh, I can't even remember. But we made it in like a day or two. We sold all the blue shirts. Boom, we had all the money to build the bakery and hired an amazing architect because we wanted it done right, especially if we weren't in the country. We wanted everything done just right. And I will say it is an awesome bakery. But then once it was built, we were like, okay, Pierre, you're going to start doing the bakery? He's like, well, I don't know how to run a bakery. And we were like, well, shoot, neither do we. So that was a little oversight on our part, but we finally got it figured out. And my husband played a huge role in that. And now it's up and running and it's really cool to see bread coming out of that thing. And now we're starting to get to the point where it's profitable and the money can flow back into the orphanage. So, but it just makes me laugh sometimes because you just kind of go for things because you get excited and then you're kind of learning as you go. And we're still learning, quite honestly. So my sweet husband definitely dedicates a lot of his time to that as well. And then I'm trying to think. I mean, he's a dad. He probably has another job I'm forgetting about. Sometimes I think he's pulled like five different directions. But getting out of the Air Force was really interesting for us. I will say that a lot of his identity was in that. That might be a good topic to have him on to talk about, maybe, if he's willing to, because I know it's hard for him to go there. And I didn't really know how to handle it. I was like, come on, get over it. You're out of the Air Force. It's fine. No big deal. Well, he wanted to be in the Air Force since he was 5 years old, and he went to the Air Force Academy, and his dad was in the Air Force, and his dad is a retired colonel. So for him to get out was a really big deal, and I was not as sensitive to that as I should have been, but it was the best move for our family for sure. Okay, and one last question, and I didn't mean for Pimp and Joy to come up in that last question from Mike, but this one is from Lisa, and she just gets to the point and asks for an explanation of what Pimp and Joy is and where it came from. And so what I'm going to do for you is just read what is on the Shot Forward's website, because I feel like sometimes it's just a really concise explanation, and it's so personal to me that sometimes I go off on a thing and it just goes on and on. So I'm just going to read this. This is what's under Pimp and Joy at theshotforward.com. So Pimp and Joy is a movement, a celebration dedicated to people who may be going through a rough time, but they choose to find and spread joy in their daily lives. The movement started with Amy's mom, Judy, and the positive Pimp and Joy message she modeled so beautifully as she battled cancer. Will you choose joy for yourself, then spread that joy to others? We hope so. We also hope that wearing your Pimp and Joy gear will remind you and encourage you to choose and spread joy. Check out the Bobby Bone Show for more information on how to join in on Pimp and Joy, paying it forward, and spreading joy. So that's hopefully a little recap for you. My mom is no longer with us since she's passed away. Pimp and Joy has been able to donate like $2 million to various causes. So it's pretty amazing. If you own a piece of Pimp and Joy, man, it's like my mom's, her prayer during cancer was, Lord, just use this for good. And from her cancer battle, Pimp and Joy was born. So I feel like every time I see a Pimp and Joy item, it's an answer to my mom's prayer. And you're truly making a difference when you buy it, wear it, spread it. But you don't have to shop Pimp and Joy or wear Pimp and Joy to be a part of it. You can just smile at someone. You can get the door for someone, pay for someone's coffee, meal, you know, whatever spreading joy looks like for you, loving your neighbor, helping your neighbor, mowing your neighbor's yard, babysitting for a family that you know kind of could use a date night, like little things like giving your time, that's all a part of Pimp and Joy. So thank you to those of you that are already a part of it, and thank you to those that are curious about it and how you can get involved, and thanks to the Bobby Bone Show listeners, Mary, the Shot Forward, and everybody that keeps Pimp and Joy alive and awesome, because it's my mom's legacy and I love it. Okay, well, I'm going to wrap up today's Q&A. That'll be it, but make sure you check out this week's episode of Four Things with Amy Brown. It'll load up on Thursday. Okay, so I'll see you guys then. Bye.